Usually there's music.
All right, well, I'll do it then.
You gonna sing the song?
There
oh, here it
go.
Is. The music.
I don't know where Jasmine is.
Oh, she quit. Didn't I tell you? She said she's had enough of your garbage. She said rubbish.
I like that word.
It's more British. More
Friday!
Yes.
Friday, Friday, Friday! Even though we're off to a rough start, and, we're starting the show with a text. Did Wendy hit the mute button? Can't hear anything on the stream. I just checked the app and listened to the stream, and I can hear it.
I checked with our... We have a Corps of Engineers.
The Army Corps of Engineers? Or Navy.
I don't know if they're in the Army or the Navy. I can't tell.
In the Navy.
They can sail the seven seas.
in the Navy.
They assured me that the show is being heard and both people are enjoying what they're hearing. So that's all I need to
know.
Your
wife and my husband.
Yeah, they're listening and they're enjoying it. On the regular show, we were talking about, there's a magazine, McCall's Magazine, and back in the late 1950s, they put out an article how a woman can find the right man, right? So somehow that morphed into a conversation about whether or not self-tanning could have existed in the 50s. And you mentioned QT, right?
Well, you're a QT, too.
A QT. And so they existed in the early 1960s.
63.
They came out. I mentioned a product that I remembered called Bain du Soleil.
Right.
But that was
Bath
not a self-tanner. Bath of the Sun, Bain du Soleil. But forever, when I would hear the commercial for that...
Bain du Soleil for the Saint-Tropez tan.
Meaning, by using the product, it will look like you were just in Saint-Tropez.
It
and you
did.
Got a tan like that.
Did you ever use it?
I've never used it. But I thought that the jingle was Bain du Soleil for your central places. And I'd always go, what are they referring to by saying my central places?
And why would you need sunscreen there?
Oh, I didn't even go that far with it. I just thought it was odd that you would want to look tan there in your central places, in your 50-yard line. I just thought that was bizarre. And why would they, let's say that that was what they were trying to promote. Why would you want to promote that? Why wouldn't you just go, just buy some and try it and whatever works for you works.
You're
but
so
I was wrong. And I thought it was like that for years. It was just a couple of years ago I realized, oh, wait, Saint-Tropez tan. That's better than central places. Not a lot better, but slightly better. Just enough better.
All right. Well, I have a little something that you might enjoy.
Do you have the commercial?
Yes, I do.
I'd love to hear it. Listen.
And the orange gelée, it was jelly, but that really made you have like the darkest tan ever.
Yeah.
It really, truly did.
It was a savage tan.
It was pretty
good.
Although
there was one of the tanning places, that's what it said on the bottle was Savage Tan.
It might be Panama Jack.
Oh, it might be. It might be.
All right, let's go back. This says 1983. I don't believe it. It's Fryer.
Let's hear.
Almost all they wear is the deep, dark color.
Yeah. It's a lane for your central places. Do you see where a guy like me could be confused by that jingle? Bain du Soleil.
Oh, wait, let yes.
I would have swore. I would have bet $1,000. What are the words to that? Bain du Soleil for the central place for your central places. That's why I didn't buy it. I felt dirty just even thinking about applying it to myself.
You're funny.
But you're right. You would want the tan to be in places other than your central places. You'd want it everywhere but your central places.
Did you ever go to a tanning booth? That's what they were back in the day.
A couple times.
Did you go naked?
No. Mm-mm. I've never been naked. Not once. Isn't that crazy? You'd think at some point I would have, but I'd never have. It's on my bucket list.
Oh, my God. Just sometimes the things you say are...
I just don't think it's appropriate.
What, you don't like to show your central places?
No, I do not. Because they're not tan. If they were tan, I'd be proud. I'd be naked all the time. But I feel, yeah, I would be. But I don't think it's too pale.
You have to stop making me cry.
It's that good.
Because I had gone, I don't go in there a lot. I really feel, I am very fair complected, and I really like having a tan.
Yeah.
Like when you play tennis all summer, or you go away on vacation, you come back all tan, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I use the fake tan stuff. I, oddly enough, use Bande Soleil. Oh no, I don't. I use L'Oreal. But I use the fake tanner because I, unless I'm in a pool floating on a raft with a drink, I just don't like just laying out. It's just boring for me.
Don't you read when you're like I
can't, it's too bright.
Is it? Yeah.
It's super bright. I can't really have a book, and even the iPad, that's not bright enough.
Oh. Yeah.
So I really just, I can't
read.
It's
too boring. When we take a vacation, I will find the place that's by the pool that provides me with both enough sun and enough access to the pool. And I bring a book. I could be there all day.
All day.
My family is just like, you've been here for 5 hours. And I go, oh, a couple more chapters and I'm good.
Jim does that too. He's, when we went to Disney in July, we would go swim and then maybe go get a snack or shop or something.
Yeah.
Jim would be out there all day.
Yeah.
I can't do that. But so the first time I went to a tanning bed, it was very strange to me because I didn't know if I should leave my underwear on or if I should go
naked.
Right? I know, but you don't know what to do.
They give you a towel so that if you are completely without clothing, you can put the towel down, right?
No, because then your backside won't get...
Well, just a little. I mean, not
no.
a full... Like, it's not a beach towel. It's just like a little small, like right between a cloth and a towel.
But you don't want anything.
You want nothing. You want complete coverage.
Bill, you lay in what appears to be a casket of light.
Yeah.
On the top and the bottom.
That you should sell tanning beds with that name.
That's what it felt like.
The caskets of light.
Or a light casket.
Boy, I bet if you're claustrophobic, that must be the worst.
Yeah, it is weird. The first time I went in, I had to keep opening it because it's like, I don't know, this is really weird. But you wouldn't, I guess there was a tiny towel, but I wouldn't use that.
You didn't use those?
To
no.
lay on. You use that, you know, to wipe the sweat off you when you're done.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want the lights to come up and tan your back. So if there's a towel there, you'd have a big square mark that didn't get tanned.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
So you've never been in one?
No, I've been in them a couple of times, but I always, first of all, I wear shorts in there and a sombrero. Which,
well, your hair gets the UV.
Your hair, you don't want to ruin your hair, so I'll put on a sombrero and some shorts. But then
how
I always
you
put
fit in there.
I leave the top off. Is that good or bad? That's bad, right? So I will put that little, it's like a cloth, it's somewhere between a cloth and a towel. It's not big enough to be a towel, but it's too big to be a cloth. But I'll set that down, and that's right in the middle, and then I'll lay on that.
Because
I don't need, you know.
But if you go naked, then where do you put the towel?
Same, I would put it in the same place, because couldn't you, you could burn your bum. Couldn't you?
I have, and that was the point of my thing. Going naked the first time, you don't realize that there are certain areas of your body that have not been exposed
They're
to the sun
sensitive.
Before.
Yes.
Areola.
Was she there? How's she doing? That's the woman who works the desk. The French woman who works the desk. Oui, oui.
But now they have the tan. Why are you shaking your head, Jasmine? Are you disgusted?
No comment.
That's
no
my
comment.
Favorite part of the show is seeing what Jasmine's boiling point is every day. That's it. I'm out.
It's usually you that.
It's almost always me.
It's
not
usually
always.
Bill. Yeah, we'll say that.
Have you been in? You've been in a tanning booth, right?
No. No.
They have the upright ones.
Do African Americans use tanning booths? I don't think
so. No,
I
was just
so.
Telling them how I burned, and I didn't know that I didn't know that black people burned. I didn't know.
Oh no.
But yes.
I got burned two summers ago?
Sunburned big time, yeah.
Yeah? Oh.
Everybody needs UV protection.
Yeah.
But if you go in an upright one, that one's better, because then it's still kind of claustrophobic. That, instead of being a casket of light, is like a shower stall of light.
Boy, that'd be strange, a stand-up one?
But it's good if
what's
you...
You
know how
when
you go to the airport and you have to stand in that position with your arms up?
You stand like that in there?
Yeah, and you can do it in like 3 to 5 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you stand like that, some people don't, but I like to get all... You know, I hate when you see it's really fair underneath.
Right.
Like you want to get sun all over the
place. Yeah.
I haven't been in a tanning bed in a while, but it's very weird, and I can't believe that you can get a sombrero in there.
Yeah. A small, not the wide brim, but your standard size sombrero. I think I've told you this. If I have, just say so. And I'll move on to something else. When I was doing stand-up, I was working in West Palm Beach, and it was when it was really cold here, but it was really nice that time of year in West Palm Beach. So I'm working at this club. I did 2 weeks back-to-back in West Palm Beach.
Nice.
It rained every single day.
That's
morning, noon,
nice.
And night, nonstop rain. So the second to the last day that I'm there, I said, this is ridiculous. It's 0 degrees at home. It's 75 degrees in Florida.
But raining.
It's constantly raining. But I'm going to come home and I'm going to tell people I was in West Palm Beach for 14 days. And they're going to go, you're more pale than we are. And you're in Florida.
You are so worried about what other people think.
Well, no, I'm normally not. But I know that if the tables were reversed and it was a friend of mine that went, I go, why did you even go to Florida? Look at you. You're like a ghost, right? So I had never been to a tanning booth ever before. I knew nothing about anything about how they worked or what you had to do. I just didn't know. So I'm driving along and I see a tanning place and I go, you know what? I'll try this. It can't be the worst thing in the world and I'll go home with a tan. It's gonna be great. So I go in and it's kind of quiet in there, as you would assume. It's Florida. I would imagine of the 50 states, a tanning salon is probably a risky thing. So the guy behind the counter looks a little shady, but I don't think much of it.
What do you mean?
Care. He just looked shifty to me. Like it looked like he was doing something to his eyebrows to make them thicker, and he had a very like a slick red. He was wearing a jacket.
Like a
motorcycle
satin?
Jacket, oh. But it was like beet red. He just looked like he applied to be a pimp, but they turned him down. Is that cruel? That's cruel,
no.
Isn't it?
No, but
you know what I mean
picture,
by that?
Yeah.
His mustache wasn't even, like there was a lot more of it on one side than the other, which was weird. Everything
Are you sure
about
it wasn't
him,
Dave Wanstead?
No, it wasn't Dave Wanstead. That's the first thing I asked him. Coach Wanstead. He goes, I get that a lot. I'm not Coach Wanstead. So I say to him, I'm new to this. I don't know how much this is.
He couldn't tell?
He knew. He goes, we'll settle up later. He goes, you're in room 6. We'll settle up later. So I go, all right. So I go into room 6. Easy to find. They're numbered in order. And I'm undressing. And as I open the bed to get in it, a woman walked in.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of what I said. What? So she goes, what are we doing today? Like that. And I go, I was thinking about having a tan. And she goes, we can start with that. What do you want to do beyond that? And I go home? I didn't know what the options were.
Right. This is very, usually that doesn't happen.
So she said, are you serious about the tan? And I go, yeah, it's a tanning salon. Yeah. And she goes, wait, are you just here for just a tan? And I go, yeah. And she goes, I told him that. And she goes, Phil. And she leaves and slams the door behind her. So I believe that particular, I'm not going to say this about all tanning salons, but at that tanning salon, I think other things happen than just tans.
What gave you that idea?
Because I thought about it.
How many years later did you figure it out?
I figured it out last Wednesday. I'm like, I think that Phil and this woman were expecting more of me.
I think Phil is a pseudonym.
No, Phil was the real guy. Phil was honest. That's the guy.
I am shocked and horrified at that.
Yeah. Because I didn't know, and I don't think it's like that here. But
I've
think
never, ever
that
had that happen
place
at a tanning
where they
salon.
Offer you extracurricular fun other than the tan.
Well, maybe it was just a massage.
Oh, it might have just been a massage, but I could see in her eyes...
She was
expecting
digging me.
No. That she was expecting more than just a tan or a massage. That she thought there was going to be more taking place there. And you should always lock your doors at a tanning salon.
Why didn't you?
I thought I did. I thought, I don't know.
Oh, she probably has a key.
It was, oh yeah, I bet she does.
You are like the king of innocence.
I bet she did have a key.
The prince of innocence. You are no king.
Now, if my central places had been tan that day, who knows how this story might have ended, Wendy? This could be a completely different story.
Yeah, I've never had anything like that happen.
That's crazy.
Although I do lock the door.
Yeah, I'm going to start not only locking it, but I'm going to put like a trunk,
dresser.
A trunk or dresser so that no one can surprise me, Phil. I told him you were just here for a tan. Like, that bothered me most because that means the two of them had a discussion about me. What do you think that guy's story is? I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, no wonder you wondered what people would think of you when you came home, because they were making you feel self-conscious.
They made me feel self-conscious.
They were talking about you.
Yeah. Filling
this
woman.
You know that guy with the baseball cap?
Yeah. And sombrero.
Oh, that's right.
Combination baseball cap, sombrero.
You have invented something, my friend.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Big sales on Cinco de Mayo.
We're gonna clean up. All right. We'll take a break. I don't think Judy's in today. I think we have a mystery guest doing news today.
Kim's doing news
today. Kim Gordon, Wendy.
Oh, good.
She'll come in. She'll give you some news. That's coming up in just a little bit. More show ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
The stream is very temperamental today, allegedly, so you need to talk nicer to it, Bill.
What do you think is happening? We've gotten several texts saying that the stream today is coming and going, that it has not been consistent.
I think that's just us.
Definitely.
Maybe it's a ghost that forgot to get out before Halloween. After Halloween.
You're onto something.
There we
go. It could very well be a ghost. All right, so just do every other news story.
Okay. I'm picking it up, though.
You are hearing it?
I'm picking it up on the app. I don't know if you're listening on the computer, if maybe there is some kind of glitch.
I'm getting it on one of my fillings.
You know, they don't use metal anymore. They use...
I'm getting
some
old
kind
ones,
of...
though. I'm getting... It's like the Mike McConnell show. That's from a few years ago. That's weird.
That is very weird.
Very strange.
Thank you, Kim Gordon. Is Judy taking the day off today, or is she doing...
Well, you know she always has to take her post-birthday
off. It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk to her about the Sabatinos.
Oh, I was there.
Did you
was
go?
Was it delicious?
I was there.
You've
it
been
was
there
delicious.
Before, right?
Yes.
I've never been there. I never even heard of it till they were closing.
They're taking reservations, they said, for December, I believe, starting next week or the week after. They haven't opened up December yet.
They
They're closing the 22nd, but you can get a reservation.
We've tried several times. We can't get reservations. They won't allow us. We've tried everything. And then I told Wendy this already, Kim, but a couple weeks ago, there were six of us, and they said, if you come in early, we'll get you in. So we were there between 6:30 and 7, and they guarantee they go, we'll get you in between 9:30 and 10.
Oh, wow. What if
so
you just wanted to eat at the bar?
Wait. There were six of us.
Oh,
it would have been really tough.
That's tight.
Kim just explained to you, and Judy tried to explain this to you yesterday, and I think Jasmine did too. Next week, they are taking reservations.
For
the month of December.
Right, right. Yes. So get it. Call them now and just say, I'm Radio's Bill Luff.
Yeah.
They hang up on me when I say that. I get hung up on immediately.
The well, after last night, I think you should say, I'm like, friends with Violetta and Rokhan, and then you'll probably get it.
Oh, say that I know Ro. That
Wait,
would help.
One at a time.
I didn't hear Kim. I'm sorry.
That's
so
right.
The guy said if you come in like during the weekend, like I think they open at 11 or something.
11 a.m.
10, and then they can let you in
for that night. For later that night.
Or later on that night, if they don't have anything available, like people cancel.
I can hear what she says.
She says come in early in the morning and then try to set something up for later that night.
I actually had to call them today and. Because I thought I left something there.
Yeah.
And they did answer the phone at 11.
They did?
Yeah.
So they're there. All right. I got to try because I have to get in one more meal there.
You have to. It was...
It's outstanding,
so cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's a time warp. The coolest time warp.
Yeah. And isn't it tragic? I know, Wendy, you've never been there, so you can only imagine. But when there's a place, and I know you've seen other places like this, even though it's 2018, when you walk through there, it's like it's the 50s or the 60s. It's an absolute time machine. And you think that's one less place that'll be like that. It's so sad.
That is sad. You got to turn the volume up. There's a whole thing when you're on the stream. It has to be on position number 5.
Okay.
And then see where it says headphones.
There you guys are.
Woo. See position number 5?
Isn't he the guy?
A little bit of Wendy.
That's number 5?
Yeah, that's position
Mambo
number 5.
Mambo number 5. Remember that song?
Oh, that was the name of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know your mambos.
I don't.
Papa loves mambo.
I was trying to think of that. I got no mambo material today.
That's a song that
How long have
be...
I worked here that I don't even know that this is Station 5? And you know,
well, you wouldn't.
Headphone?
This
you
is on the stream that we're on 5.
Okay.
Regular Studios, number 6. A little behind-the-scenes tech talk.
Yeah.
There we go.
May I ask you a quick question about
Absolutely.
Last night's Judy festivities at Sabatino's? I told her she must order the cherries flambé for dessert. Did you or her or anybody there get it?
The whole table got
everyone got
bananas Foster, cherries flambé, and baked Alaska. And Judy got a humongous baked Alaska with a big sparkler coming out. And the accordion player and the violinist played Happy Birthday.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Are you amazed? And I don't know what their exact track record is, but when you see this presentation of them frying up the bananas or flaming up the cherries, you say to yourself, how do you guys not have a fire every single night in this place?
I know, it's quite the ordeal.
Oh,
Do they have a little action figure of Sarah Palin in the Baked Alaska? Because they should. That would be cute and
funny.
Like
the king cake?
Yes. It's the little baby in there. That's a good idea.
How have
I
you
see
not...
Russia from your house.
How have you not been there?
Because I was born in Brookfield. I live in LaGrange. I am totally a 708er.
Yeah.
I really don't... My family never really went to the city, and when I worked in radio over the course of the last 30-some years, I just kind of went to where my building was.
Close, and that was it.
And then I went home.
Well, and for people that live on the north side, you know, like I live in the North Shore, it's a great meeting point for people who live in the city because it's kind of halfway. It's right off Irving Park.
Yeah.
And in the summer, we would go there after Cubs games because they have this great patio.
Right.
And it's not hard to get to from Wrigley.
So it's sort of nearby Wrigley?
Well, it's not Irving Park.
Probably a 10-minute ride.
Yeah,
five
it's not
to 10
far.
Minute ride.
But then
it's
you could just get
I don't ever go
back
to
on the highway
either.
And go home. That's the greatest part about it.
So easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Bill and I could not live farther apart. There is no easy route to take.
No.
So I could meet you someday at Sabatino's and get you a reservation, and then I'll just go.
You would do that? Okay.
Well, you guys need to go. I mean...
I have to be there one more time.
Although
before
I've never been, so you know, I honestly, and I'm not saying this to be a martyr.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm missing, so I would like to give the reservation
to
someone who really needs it and wants it.
Well, but don't you want to have the experience?
Yeah. I've gone my whole life not experiencing
it.
But it's the loss of
nostalgia.
Very
nice of you.
I'm a nice person.
because of the fact that they haven't updated, it's the kind of place that was so common years and years and years ago. Just everything about it, the architecture, the menu, the staff, it's such a throwback, and those places are just becoming fewer and fewer. And that's part of the sadness of it going away.
You
got to get
in there.
You
know what it reminds me of, and I don't know if you ever
Goodfellas.
Well, that, but also it's like the Italian version of, did you ever eat in Gigi's at the MGM? Like way back in the day in
Las
Vegas.
But never ate in there, but I know the look. Yeah.
It's very similar to that, but just kind of an Italian version
of that
French
restaurant
in Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I need at least one
What's
more
your favorite
time.
Thing? Because we ordered the whole menu, basically, so I can eat it.
I think it's one of those places. I think I've had something different every time I've ever eaten there, and everything's been good, and there's always so much food. It's insane, the amount of food.
The pizza bread?
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Shrimp Dijon was very good.
Yeah. The lasagna's outstanding. Everything. Oh, so
we went to a little place in downtown LaGrange for our anniversary, Steak and Vine. It's just a small place. They made a great Manhattan. Everything on their drink menu is related to rock and roll. Like, I think the Manhattan was called I Want to Be Sedated, and it was a tribute to the Ramones, who were from New York.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so
Southern
cute.
Man was a little Neil Young blurb, and then it was an old fashioned with whiskey in it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of those. So
that's
we had
the perfect place for you and
Jim. Oh, it was perfect. Yeah. So we had a couple of Manhattans, and we just did appetizers and drinks. It was a perfect anniversary dinner.
That. We do that all the time.
We didn't want to commit to a full-blown dinner, but the only problem was we wanted to order shrimp Dijon, and we didn't know how to say it. Because it's like Dijon.
Shrimp Dijon.
I know. It's like, I said, it's Dijon, right? That's how you say it.
I think it's like Dijon.
I've heard it pronounced several different ways. They know if you just go... Shrimp
or you just
six.
Open up the menu and say, I want that.
This one, please.
Point to it.
I want this one, please. The shrimp with the French name.
And it's just kind of like a shrimp scampi garlic shrimp, but with breading on it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Mm.
That's the Dijon?
Yeah.
Mm,
that's Dijon.
Dijon.
And get some Dijon mustard on the side to really screw them up.
That would ruin it.
You know what else is cool about Sabatino's? The waiters there have that thing, and it's not just Sabatino's. You'll find other restaurants like it have this. The waiters have that thing that's like a small knife, retractable knife, and when you have too many crumbs,
they
scoop up the crumbs
cleaner.
With it. But they do it so as to not embarrass you. Like
right.
A lot of plates, like if it was me, I'd go, did you get any in your mouth? It's all over the table. What's wrong with you? But these guys do it so quickly and subtly. It's beautiful. It's a thing.
And their
of beauty.
Bread is so delicious
is
crummy too.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of falls on the table.
How many people went yesterday?
I think there were 11.
Oh, nice. So two separate tables or
no,
one
we're
giant
in the back
table?
Room, one giant table. Way back.
The room with the fountains.
Would you just go?
I want to go.
Oh my gosh. Sabatino's, please call Bill
please.
And give him a spot.
I feel so bad if I don't get in there one more
you're
time.
You're gonna. I'm telling you. Just gotta keep calling next
week. Yeah. I also like every once in a while a guy will come by to see how things are going, and I don't think that guy works at Sabatino's. It's just a guy.
He just popped in.
A guy just walks over.
Just the checker.
A nattily dressed man comes to your table and he goes, everybody happy with the what's going on? Everybody
we
like,
had that?
Yeah.
We had that?
Do you work here? I do not. I'm just curious as to whether or not you're enjoying your experience. Yeah, we're like, yeah, we like it. Thank you. And he just goes away.
And I have to say, Judy just ate it all up.
Oh,
she loved
bet.
It. She'd never been there before.
She was
so
never there?
That was her great experience. Oh. Yeah. So to have that for your birthday and have that experience and know that it's, you know, coming to an end.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah. Guys, I think we're all wrong.
About what?
About DeJong?
DeJong. What is it?
Oh, wait, hang on. This is what they say.
The pronunciation?
DeJong.
DeJong?
Yeah.
No.
It's Dutch.
No, it's...
Oh, really? I thought it was
DeJong.
French.
I did, too. They're wrong.
DeJong. This has got to be
Shrimp
wrong.
Shrimp DeJong.
Do I've we have the correct pronunciation
no,
of your
you're,
name?
You're not.
Of my name? I am Bill DeJong.
I thought it was DeJong. Jasmine, I'm trying to find that pronunciation thing that sounds like you.
Wendy, you and I used to work with a guy whose name was Shrimp DeJong.
Right. I called him DeJong.
As close to Shrimp DeJong as you can get without actually having your name be Shrimp DeJong.
I think they're Shrimp DeJong and then Shrimp DeJong sounds like something
one.
That would be on a Chinese menu.
Shrimp. Yeah.
There's like a shrimp something.
I don't think they're pronouncing it right over at correct pronunciation.
I don't either. Let's try this.
Right. Shrimp DeJong He.
No, definitely not right.
DeJong He.
That is not me.
That's not, is that you?
No, that was not me that time.
Shrimp DeJong He.
Nobody says it that way.
No.
All right, here's another English pronunciation.
All right.
Shrimp DeJong.
Nope.
DeJong?
Nope.
That's a little closer.
It's the closest of the three, but it's not correct.
Here is the French pronunciation.
Shrimp DeJong.
Nuh-uh.
What?
Shrimp DeJong. That guy was in Roots.
That's a...
Shrimp DeJong.
No.
Shrimp DeJong.
Well,
sure.
Don't you speak French?
Yeah, but that's...
Do it one more time.
Shrimp DeJong.
That's just kind of
Please.
A... It's clipped. Here is the UK English pronunciation. I bet this is going to be the right one.
All right.
Shrimp DeJong.
It's not DeJong.
That
no,
doesn't
it's not
sound
the,
right either.
Because
every one of those
J,
is different.
Well, you know French better than me, Wendy. A J has a J, right?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
a...
Not a
Je m'appelle Wendy. That
that's
means my name is Wendy.
My name is Wendy.
Je is me.
Doesn't that also mean this is Wendy's pen?
Je m'appelle.
Yeah, is that what you said? What did you say?
Yeah, it's not a pen.
Oh, I thought it was a pen.
No.
No.
Shrimp DeJong.
Nope.
That's Australian.
Mate. You should just say mate at the end of it.
They just want some shrimp on the Barbie.
You've done
get that at Outback.
Yes. No rules, Kim. Just right. You've done six pronunciations, each of them different,
yeah,
and I don't
no.
think any of them correct.
I agree.
Not a single one.
All right, let's
try. Oh, there has to be somebody, a chef out there, call us and let us
Please
know.
Please let us know.
Here's another
how
one.
Pronounce
how to pronounce
it.
DeJong, which is spelled DeJonghe.
DeJonghe.
Nope. I don't think so.
I have never in my life.
DeJonghe.
Heard
They'll
anyone?
Laugh at you. If you
no.
ordered that in a restaurant, they would laugh you out the door. Kim, a texter has said that you're thinking of Shrimp Foo Young.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm thinking.
I think that's right.
Yes.
That's what you're thinking of.
Well, Shrimp Egg Foo Young. You don't call it Shrimp Foo Young.
Technically, it is Shrimp Egg Foo Young, but I have seen places that have that as Shrimp Foo Young on the menu. Not
Do
a lot.
Do they call Beef Foo Young, then?
No, now you're being ridiculous.
I can't find that darn pronunciation.
Do you want the... If you don't want the foo young with the egg, you say shrimp foo young.
I want the
right?
foo on the side. Yeah. That's right on the side.
And that's what Dave Grohl says
comes
all
in
the time.
And he fights it right at the table.
Guys, I just don't. I'm not going to be able to.
None
help
of those
you.
Are correct, Wendy. I'm sorry.
But we have to have a chef that's
I know,
listening.
I can't
Here's
believe
the number 31.
Chef on the stream.
But it's a different number. So 312-235-2525. It's DeJong.
Uh-oh. Wendy needs a Heimlich.
No, she has a shrimp tail caught in
Wendy
her throat.
Wendy needs a Heimlich, please. By the end of the bonus hour, please.
I just cannot find a
but
proper
But I hear
pronunciation.
It pronounced differently when you go from restaurant to restaurant if they'll tell
Never
you about
their specials.
None of the ways you just said, especially not the French one, was just, I think you were running it backwards instead of the right way. DeJong. No, that's not how it's said.
Wrong.
That was
no,
upsetting.
That's wrong.
It made my stomach
not
hurt.
Not even close.
Nope.
But it involves breadcrumbs, butter, shallots. So it's basically
That's
like
right.
Jean shallot.
Jean shallot.
This was plural, Shell.
Boy, that's a good kid's book. If you ever want a book, write a book about a small onion. Name him Gene Shalit. And have a mustache on him. Hi, kids. He looked at like that guy. I remember the thing that you could... You got it in a, like a dime store, and you'd move magnets around and give him either real bushy eyebrows or a mustache.
Yeah, what was that called? Like the magic face or eraser face?
Oh, those. The magnet. With the magnet?
Yeah,
and those, the,
like metal
the lead shavings.
Yeah.
Like Mr.
I guess it was lead, because I used to eat them afterwards. Ugh. They're not good for you.
He was a little bald guy, and I love those.
But you could move the hair around.
Right.
You could give him a big mustache or beard or eyebrows or hair.
We used to buy those at Stuckey's.
Yeah, right.
Loved Stuckey's.
But didn't that guy look a little bit like you could make him look like Gene Shalit
in a minute
if you wanted to?
In a minute.
That's not nice. He looks like me.
I always gave my guy an earring. I don't know why.
Because he kind of looked like Mr. Clean.
You didn't put any hair on him. You're right.
Yeah, Mr. Fuzzle or something like that. Does that sound right to you, Mr. Dijon?
That's who it was.
I think it was Mr. Dijon. did you see this story? Kentucky Fried Chicken is going to give parents $11,000 if you name your baby girl after Colonel Sanders.
I think they already didn't they?
They've done this already?
Somebody did it. Yeah.
A 7-week-old infant, you're right, already has a large chunk of her college tuition covered thanks to the impeccable timing of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Bill, you always have these Kentucky stories when I'm in here.
I do this by design. It's by design. Finding that Colonel Sanders' first name is Harland had become too unpopular, according to babycenter.com. The company in August issued a simple challenge to parents. If you are the first one to name your child born on the Colonel's birthday in honor of the Kentucky Fried Chicken founder, you will receive $11,000 toward that child's college education.
It's worth more than that.
Is it worth more than that to name your kid after Colonel Sanders?
I think so. $11,000?
But did
it because of the 11 herbs and spices?
That's why.
But then you also have to do it on his birthday?
Yeah.
Like there was a certain day, right?
The baby had to be born on September the 9th.
Was that the Colonel's birthday?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah. I'm as pleased as pumpkin to announce that the winner of our Baby Harland naming contest and the Harland, who will be ushering in an all-new generation of Harlands, like Harland Rose. That is the girl's name who won the contest. Harland Rose.
That's beautiful.
I actually think that's cute. I like that.
The parents say that they will refer to the baby as Harley, which is even cooler.
Right.
That's very nice.
Did I ever tell you my claim to fame that I used to sit on Colonel Sanders' lap, not in a bad way?
The real Harland?
The real Colonel.
I didn't assume it was.
Because when I was a little kid, he and his wife had this restaurant out in Simpsonville, Kentucky. And it was sort of like a Sabatino's where everybody went. It took a Sunday drive.
Yeah.
And he and his wife started this restaurant, and it was all family style Southern cooking.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Was chicken the specialty?
Chicken's the specialty. It's still out there. If you ever
the restaurant
Louisville,
is still out there?
The Colonel's Lady, Simpsonville, Kentucky. It's amazing. Biscuits, cream spinach just to die for, the chicken.
Oh.
And he used to be out there, and you would just, you know, you could go have your picture taken with them.
Yeah.
And you would get this little balloon that would blow up and look like Colonel Sanders. And
that's cool.
You could
that's
run
cute.
Around. It was great.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So
he was
the time,
always there. Just
he must
kids.
Have been in his 80s.
Oh, he was
at the time.
Definitely. I mean, you know, he looked like the commercial, but he'd wear the white suit and the black tie and the glasses.
Did you guys think it was strange that after he died, after the real Colonel Sanders died, Harland Sanders, they waited a couple years and then they brought him back? So it wasn't like now they've got a bunch of actors. Like
Which
now it's
Daryl
Jason
Hammond
Alexander.
Was the
was
first
one,
one I think.
It, yeah.
And we forgot to
we
even
bring
that
up. To him. Right.
Because I think he was the first one.
I think he was the first one. But it's been Norm MacDonald. It's been a bunch of guys.
Reba
McEntire. Yeah. George Hamilton. Right. All right. But before the celebrities were portraying him, they brought back a guy that they were selling to us, the consumers, as, look, Colonel Sanders, our chicken's so good. Colonel Sanders came back. He wants
you to
have
some. But I feel like he kind of became a character like Ronald McDonald. Like he was just became the character synonymous with the restaurant.
But isn't that kind of eerie, though, that you, I mean, we all knew he passed away.
Well, but everybody, you know, if you, back in the day before it was KFC and you went to the restaurants, it was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
They had his picture
everywhere.
On the bucket and the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. So it wasn't creepy?
It wasn't creepy.
I idolized him. It was not creepy at all.
You idolized Colonel Sanders.
He just looked like a nice guy.
He was a nice guy. Really was.
Yeah.
And his wife, Claudia, they were lovely.
They were nice people. So was there a line of kids to sit on his lap?
Oh, yeah, when he was there, yeah.
It's like Santa.
Right, you go there and you'd be like, ooh, I wonder if the colonel's going to be here tonight. You
know? So with Santa, you tell him what you want for Christmas. With Colonel Sanders, what would you tell
White
him?
White or dark.
Exactly. I want a leg or a thigh or a breast.
Wow.
I bet all the kids choose the legs. I hate that when you go to, when we have chicken parties in our house, which Bill makes fun of me, and so did our producer Kevin.
Yes.
We would have like a family get together, and it was like, we'll get fried chicken, and it got so many pieces that I guess I called it a chicken party. They laughed at me. But you have a pizza party, don't you?
Why not have a chicken party?
I guess.
But the legs are always the first to go, and I feel as an adult, I should let the kids take it, but that's, I love those.
Oh, I love a breast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too dry. I'm a dark meat
girl. I'm white meat all the way.
But the leg is the easiest of all pieces to eat. It's just so, it's built for eating. It's
made on
for
the go.
Yeah, and it's on the go for the people on the go.
I don't know if you had this growing up, but when we used to go to KFC way back in the day, they also, on occasion, would have chicken livers. And you could get the chicken livers.
The fried chicken.
And my dad
dinner.
Would get so excited when they had the livers. Yeah. But they didn't always have them. So
I wonder what dictated when they would and wouldn't have them.
I don't know.
We were always a Browns family because it's whatever was closer to your house. And Browns used to have a chicken liver or chicken gizzard dinner.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, my mom loved it, and I was grossed out by it until one day I tasted one of hers, and then I graduated to adulthood and got my own chicken liver dinners.
No.
Do you remember Browns Chicken used to have when there was always a cooler of soda pop there, and it was RC products mostly, but they had Cheerio-La Cola in there too from Canfield's. The one by us had that because we would stock up on that whenever. Because you're from Kentucky, maybe you'll know this because I can't remember what town it's in. But much like Colonel Sanders had a separate restaurant that wasn't a KFC, it was a sit-down restaurant. Wendy's also had one somewhere in Kentucky. This is when the Wendy's chain was just starting to become a thing.
Yeah. That's where Dave Thomas was from?
I don't know if he was from there or if this was just one of the first restaurants. But it was called Wendy's something, but Wendy's was in the title.
I thought that was Ohio.
No, it had to be Kentucky because we went there on our way. We drove from Chicago to Florida.
Okay.
So we would have gone through Ohio for that.
No, you go
But it was somewhere in Kentucky.
Go through Tennessee.
But one of the guys in our group, one of my dad's friends, had been there before, and he goes, these Wendy's restaurants are going to be huge. They're going to be everywhere. But this was one of the first ones.
Oh, wow. No,
but it wasn't a fast food place. You sat down and ordered. It's really
There's
good.
A Wendy's in Lexington, Kentucky.
But but that's the fast food Wendy's, right?
Yeah,
this was a real restaurant.
I think it was foreshadowing that you'd be working with a girl named Wendy someday.
That's what it was.
That's right.
That's definitely what it was. Everything fell into place that day.
I can't find a Wendy's restaurant, sit down. I guess I should put sit down restaurant.
The title was slightly different. Like the Wendy's, obviously fast food places are just called Wendy's, but this had a bigger title to it.
But was that like the precursor to the chain?
It had similarities, but this was a sit down and a menu. Like you didn't go up to a counter like you would do at a fast food place. But the burgers were similar because some of us there had the burgers and they tasted almost identical from what I remember.
Were they square?
No, are they square at Wendy's?
Wendy's are square.
That's the only way they've ever been because it was fresh meat.
White Castles are also square, right?
Yes, but they're little.
Yeah, they're real.
But there's also a chain in the South, like White Castle, called Crystal.
Yeah.
Do you remember Crystal?
Crystal's is awesome.
Crystal Gale got her name from that restaurant. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Because when she was little, that was her favorite place to eat. So she had a different name.
And they called her Crystal.
They started calling her Crystal.
Oh, because it is with a K, right? Yeah, like the restaurant.
Yeah. Fun facts about Crystal Gale, Wendy.
There you go. First of all, how do you know that?
Because I wrote a book about Crystal Gale.
Two, what restaurant would you want to be named after?
Big Boy.
Of course you would. I would like to be Red Lobster. Kim? Sabatino's?
Well, for some reason, Hooters popped into my mind.
That makes sense.
No,
sure.
I don't know.
Crystal Gale was really named.
Oh, I know. I'll be Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Oh, I like that. Red Robin, Red Robin. Yeah. Come
no,
home.
How does their song go? Red Robin.
Yum. Like that.
Yum. Read my book about Crystal Gale.
Please bring it in.
Open your eyes.
Are you doing a book?
Any kid looking for a book report, there you go. Yeah. Bill's book on Crystal Gale.
People will love it. They will be shocked.
Wait, was she related to Loretta Lynn?
Is her sister. Her much younger sister.
Okay, I thought so.
But there's like 25 years difference.
No. Is that the connection, Crystal Gale?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a connection to Loretta Lynn.
She's her sister.
Because I've watched Coal Miner's Daughter many, many times.
Yeah. But she's not, is she in that movie? Or maybe just as a real little girl, right?
Crystal they had Gale? A bunch
There's
of little
There's a bunch
kids.
Of kids. Yeah.
Yeah. That lived in the holler.
Robin Gale. Remember him? From the Bears? Nightingale. Right. They're all in it. They all show up in there. All right. Kim, thank you for hanging out.
Sure.
We appreciate it. We'll take a little
Bye,
break.
Red Robin.
And then close things up. Yum. Red Robin. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. I want to thank a texter, Wendy. We were talking about that little guy who you'd go to the dime store and you could move parts of his face around with a magnet. You know, you
metal shavings.
Yeah, give him a mustache, a beard.
An earring, in my case.
An earring, if you so desire. His name is Wooly Willy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think he opened for Crystal Gale at some point. Wooly Willy. That's a good show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Greatly appreciated. Hope you had a good time.
Extra hour sleep this weekend, Bill.
Sleep in. Everybody sleep in for one day.
No, 1 hour.
1 hour. You don't get an extra day?
No.
Oh, I've been doing it wrong. I've been
like, You'll be late on Monday.
I'll be late all day on Monday. Oh, this is incredible. All right. Thanks, everybody. Wendy, that's it. Bye.
See you, Bill.